Poole gets inside, spins, layup is good. Another slick move from Jordan Poole.
Everybody, welcome to Hoops and Cards. Gary here with you, excited to be a part of this preseason countdown we're doing. We've done several episodes of ranking players. We did low risk, high reward, and then I did two episodes coming at you about high upside players, one from every team in the NBA. And I just got to admit that some teams have zero guys I want to invest in. Some teams have more than one. And so I decided, you know, let's just do a top 30 ranking of the best players. As far as I see it, the best investments in the NBA this basketball season. I don't know what your weekend was like, but it's great to have you back with us. I do know that the Phoenix Suns lost an exhibition game to a team from Australia, the 36ers. But and I think that was a bit overblown because I don't know if you like read the actual article. The players, like Devin Booker, Chris Paul, DeAndre Ayton, Mikal Bridges, all played only 22 minutes each. The guys that were scoring a ton for the Australia, the 36ers, give them credit, man. They made a lot of threes, but they also played like 38 minutes, 41 minutes. You know, I mean, if Devin Booker, Chris Paul, and DeAndre Ayton had been on the floor for 40 minutes, I think the outcome would have been a bit different. Let's just say that much. So, yeah, but basketball card life. Friends, I checked the release dates, and we still have Panini Select coming out this month, but Mosaic got postponed again. And I'm not complaining. I'm just passing on the news. I mean, that's just the way it is. Every single release is late and way late. And so when you hear me talk about best investments for this season, I almost never mention rookies from this year. So, like, should we buy Chet Holmgren while he's injured? I don't know. You know, Ochai Agbaji or Jaden Ivey. I don't know. There's not much to buy of those guys yet anyway. And even if there was, yeah. We will get to them when I feel like they are basketball card collecting relevant or investing relevant. And, you know, I almost feel the same way about the previous rookie class, the Cade Cunningham, Scotty Barnes, all those guys. I think I have one rookie. Ooh, I actually have two rookies on this list of best overall investment, from one from each team, but maybe only one on the big countdown from 30 to 1. We're going to do this as a countdown. And today I'm just going to count down from player number 30 down to player 21 and give you some investing ideas. Explain a bit why I have this player ranked here and say, you know, what we plan to do with this list moving forward. I'd like a cool name for it. You know, the Hoops Top 20. I'm actually going to do a regular 20, but today I wanted to give you 30 because it's the beginning of the NBA season. And because I also made a long list of players from each team. So I've got the stuff ready. It's all in my head here and on a spreadsheet I printed out, But yeah, maybe you've already made a list. In fact, it would be fascinating for you to just jot down three or four names that you think are some of the best investments right now, or that you are planning to buy, or that you've already stockpiled a bit of in the preseason, and see how many of your guys, how many of the players that you are chasing, or the guys on your team, your home team, your favorite team, are any of those on this list. I had a hard time eliminating about 12 other players that I think should have been or deserve to be in this conversation. So I'll say those at the end of this series, but the player rankings as we enter the preseason. I mean, it is in full swing. And these guys, I would say there's inherent risk, but there's also great opportunity in what they have proven so far and what their card markets have done so far and what lies ahead for them. So I'm going to do three or four and then we'll take a break. But these are players that I think deserve a deeper dive. And you don't have to deep dive into all 30. You might listen to today's episode and find just one. You're like, man, I didn't realize that this player was that or that his cards were that. You know, you might find something here. Just take you know, podcasts just roll through your ears sometimes and you're driving or you're lifting weights or you're, what are you doing right now? Oh, you're washing the dishes. Oh, you're mowing the lawn. Okay. Well, whatever you're doing, one thing, like take one thing home with you, one player, one thought. You know, it's hard to remember all these things unless you're like going to just put it on repeat, which, you know, Hoops and Cards loves when you listen. So we're glad you're here. Number 30. And these are the best all-around investments. I'll explain why, pros and cons of each one. But I see a lot of upside in all 30 of these players and their values. I see already some baked-in value because I don't think any of these names are brand new to you. It might just be the rankings that you have to process. But number 30, I'm going to go with Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole out of Golden State. He's been in the league, I want to say, going into his fourth year now. He's in that same class as Darius Garland and Ja Morant. And Jordan Poole has been everything Golden State thought they were getting and more. An incredible shooter, high-volume shooter and scorer, able to fill in for Steph Curry. And it's like Golden State barely missed a beat. Now, when they have both guys on the court, it's just absolute devastation for, like, who do you guard? Who do you double? He's still improving. He's still very affordable and still a backup. And I think if he was a starter, I'd probably move him into the top 20. I think that would be obvious. And there may be the chance that he becomes a starter, whether by an injury or by they just try to go with more of a small ball lineup and make sure they get all those guys on the court. Jordan Poole, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Steph Curry, and it really doesn't matter who you put. They can just put those four guys on the floor and beat most of the teams in the league. But they like Kevon Looney. They like James Wiseman. He played well. Anyway, Jordan Poole, I would say take a close look at Jordan Poole. A lot of people will have them on their like next all-star list. Right? A guy that has a great future ahead of him. And when I look at Golden State, too, he's kind of the leader of that second wave. They've got those guys that are around age 30, like Steph Curry, Klay, Draymond. They've got that, and Iguodala is way older. He's back for one more year. But then they've got that smaller, younger group that's like Jordan Poole, James Wiseman, Moses Moody, Jonathan Kuminga. They've got some young dudes, and Jordan Poole is the leader of that next generation. So he's got value in the short term because I think he's just going to continue to perform well. But in the long term, I think he's Golden State's next franchise player. All right, let's move to number 29. Another guy who's known as a shooting guard. And really the only reason he's ahead of Poole is because he starts and he's going to get a ton more shots this year. And that's Desmond Bane from Memphis. You've heard me talk about Desmond Bane. It is very rare to have a rookie or a second-year player shoot with those kinds of percentages. And I don't know if you've seen the guy play. Strong, quick, confident, a leader, vocal on the floor. Desmond Bane can do pretty much everything. And without Jaren Jackson, you know, we don't know when he's going to be back. But even with him, this guy is going to take a lot of shots. And I just wrote, less JJJ means more Bane threes and 20-plus points a game. He is a player that I think still the card hobby has. I mean, they're aware of Desmond Bane. They know that he's valuable. But you can still get steals of deals on this guy. And I'm buying cards and sending them in for grading. I'm open to any Desmond Bane deals you want to send me at Hoops and Cards. That's our Instagram. So at Hoops and Cards, let me see your Desmond Baines. Number 28, how ironic. I actually did have Scotty Barnes on this list. Toronto's Scotty Barnes, Rookie of the Year. He is on this list because of the high upside and because rookies that are out are still pretty affordable. I've kind of stayed away from the Prism Silvers yet because I'm not spending that much money on these guys. But he is going to improve. You've probably heard me say, yeah, but they've got so many scorers, and yeah, but I don't see him improving as much as everybody thinks he will this year. I still feel that way. That's why he's down at 28. He's a big name, and one of the reasons he's on this list is because he's a big, well-known name, and a lot of people will buy his cards. In fact, part of my list, you need to understand this, is not just like ranking the players in terms of how good they are or in terms of what their upside is. It's also what's the card market going to do going into the season, thinking about those guys. And Scotty Barnes will be one of the guys. He'll be one of the dudes that people will be wanting to buy. get nice rookies of, have graded. I'm just saying you might want to buy before they do all that, or after they've done all that and reality sets in and, you know, there's several points in the season that'll be buying opportunities or next offseason. I just think right now a lot of the Scotty Barnes cards are too expensive. Let's move to 27. A player that I think too many casual fans have blamed his success on Luka Doncic and said, well, anybody can play next to Luka Doncic and be that. Look at Tim Hardaway Jr.'s numbers. I understand. I do. But Jalen Brunson, he's number 27 on this list, this countdown. Now with the New York Knicks. And what I wrote about him is he carried Dallas when Luka was out. He has the same ahead for him in New York. They don't have a Luka. They have other guys that can draw the defense and stretch the floor named RJ Barrett. What's the other guy? Julius Randle, Emmanuel Quickley, Obi Toppin. They've got a lot of good, Quentin Grimes. They've got a lot of good players, but Jalen Brunson in that market of New York, if he comes out and does the Jalen Brunson show, what he did in Dallas, at the least to do what he did in Dallas, he could wind up as a 20-point scorer, 5, 6, 7 assists, 4 or 5 rebounds, and hear his name mentioned around the All-Star possibilities. And here's another dude, 2018 rookies, 2018 silver, optic silver hollow, I like. Any autograph Jalen Brunson card. Some of you guys have seen it at these shows with these sweet Jalen Brunson autograph patch cards that just sit there. They're awesome looking. And somebody will wish they had bought those in October when I mentioned his name at number 27. So from 30 to 27, we'll count down the other 6 or so in this list today. And let's take a break. A couple of opportunities for you as we get started. Some of you like to get extra stats and research on all the cards, and maybe you want a longer list than the 30 I'm counting down. I want to recommend nooffseason.com, and Paul from nooffseason.com has generously given all of our listeners, any of you that would go to their website and check out their premium content, use the code HOOPS, H-O-O-P-S, at the checkout, and you get 20% off every month of your subscription, and it's just a great show, a lot of great content. In fact, if you missed it, Paul and I went through every team in the NBA on Friday. So if you go to their most recent basketball card strategy show, he and I went back and forth with our picks as far as each team's risky player, our favorite player to invest in, and yeah, it was a lot of fun. So I'd love for you to check that out. All right, let's get back to the countdown. Number 26. We've already heard names: Jordan Poole, Desmond Bain, Scotty Barnes, and Jalen Brunson. Number 26, I had to go with Karl Anthony Towns. Karl Anthony Towns, rookies from 2015. He is still young, entering his prime, won the three-point contest, right? I mean, he is a player that I've thought for a long time has been undervalued by the hobby and one of the best centers in the league. One of the very first, I think, stretch centers that we've ever seen, a center that can come out and shoot threes. Now, I know some of you like Arvydas Sabonis, and you remember players from way back that could shoot from outside, but Karl Towns is just also a high-volume guy. He can shoot and score from anywhere, and he is the centerpiece. Like, make no mistake about it, Anthony Edwards is the face and the future of the T-Wolves, but Cat is the franchise. Like, he's the guy that this whole thing is built around. And that's why they went out and got Rudy Gobert, because they want to make the most of Karl Anthony Towns' prime. And they've been surrounding him with good players. I mean, D'Angelo Russell. They've had others. But to get Anthony Edwards and now Rudy Gobert, these guys just seem to fit well together. He's an affordable T-Wolves GOAT. I don't mean NBA GOAT, just he might be the best T-Wolves player of all time when all is said and done, and ready for another playoff run. That's the move. He's actually a safer pick than a lot of guys on this list, because he's putting together a very strong Hall of Fame resume, even though the T-Wolves have not added any rings to that list. But with the foundation they've got, it would not surprise any of us if Minnesota is contending for a title in the next 2 or 3 years. I think they need to just learn to play together and see how all these pieces fit. But they've got a ton of talent. So Karl-Anthony Towns is number 26. And some of this is also because his cards have a lower population count, being printed in 2015 instead of, you know, 2019, 2020, 21, 22 select. Like some of these just way over. No. The 2015 Prism and even the 2015 Donruss, to get those in good condition or mint condition and grade them or buy them already graded, I like that idea. But I don't see the flip. I don't see the selling opportunity really until deep in the playoffs. So I like Karl Towns as a good, solid investment, but you got to be willing to hold him for a while. Okay, hold those cards. Number 25, a guy who could be a quick riser is Jalen Green from Houston. I think he has the highest ceiling of anybody under age 20. Scoring in bunches, it would not shock me to see him close in on 25 plus a game from the start of the season. He's dynamic. He's fun to watch. I don't know what else to say. High upside, extremely high. And this Rockets team is going to be a fun core of young, like top three draft picks. I mean, they have so much talent right now, but Jalen Green is the guy I would like to get. This is sort of on my wish list. I pulled a very off-centered Jalen Green Prism card out of a box, and I'm like, oh, this is just a tease. I need to get a real good Jalen Green card. So I'm waiting till the prices come down from these new releases. The problem is with Jalen Green, I don't know if I'm going to get that chance. Or maybe they already have come down, Gary, and now's the time. Like you're telling everybody else it's buying season. Well, Jalen Green, if he like just burst out of the gate and is scoring a lot and putting dynamic highlights on SportsCenter every night from the get-go this season, then I miss my chance, you know, or then I just need to pay up, right? I need to figure out how to pay a premium. I part of this too, you guys, is I've had my share of buying cheaper rookie cards, like Donruss base and select base and stockpiling. You don't want to know how many Darius Garland base rookies I have, and you don't want to know how many even just Zion Williamson base cards I've bought and sold over the last 3 years. I haven't splurged. For me, it's splurging. For a lot of people, it's just being smarter than I was. You know, is buying a good rookie card right out of the gate. And instead of buying 10 cheap ones, just put a little note in your card portfolio, your card. I have a separate savings account for all my card purchases. Like, put a note. This is money I'm saving up to get a really good Jalen Green card. So he's number 25. Number 24, Damian Lillard, Dame Dalla, right? Damian Lillard at Portland. He returns, he's affordable, and if he's back to form, I think his cards rise again on that bump. I think they'll be an exciting team with Jeremy Grant, Josh Hart, my man Anfernee Simons, Yusuf Nurkic, Shaedon Sharpe. There's a name, Shaedon Sharpe. Testing out my new microphone and the filtering screen. Shaedon Sharpe, remember that name. But this is about Damian Lillard. One of the top 75 players of all time. If he comes back and he's like 25 points, 8-9 assist guy, and Portland is in the playoff race, then he will experience some sort of a rebound. But I don't expect it to be like a magical, instantaneous rebound. I think a lot of money is going to be, or already is, moving into these guys that are coming back from injury. And some of us are investing in Kawhi Leonard. Some of us like Zion. Some of us like Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray. Damian Lillard, the 2012 Prism rookie, go for it, right? I think those are lower than they've ever been. So number 23, the best player on a bad team needs to dominate. Can you guess who I'm talking about? The best player on a bad team. He needs to dominate. He needs to dominate right now. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, you need to step up, buddy. We know you can. We've seen you do it. And in Oklahoma City, like they have been, this was supposed to be the year where they're like, all right, we're done tanking, right? We've got our young core of players. We've used up so many first round picks. Jackson Hayes, Josh Giddey, trading for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, loading up on, you know, so many other talented players, and then adding Chet Holmgren, right? This was supposed to be the year where they're like, all right, let's get this Holmgren, Giddey, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander show on the road. And then Chet's out for the season. Dude, well, guess what? That's life, man. I mean, every team is going to have injuries. And it's just going to be one more year for Josh and the other guys to develop. But SGA, this is your time, man. This is your time. And I have him there based on his playing ability, based on his previous performance, and the value, the discounted value that he's at right now. I think that window of opportunity to get in on the ground floor with SGA, even though the ground's like, it's like up on a plateau, like he's more expensive than some of the other guys that are best players on bad teams, but he's worth it. He is worth it. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, number 22, Donovan Mitchell, Spida. For the Cavaliers, many eyes were on him and the upstart Cavaliers. Will this guy be the scoring leader and will the Cavaliers be the story right out of the gate? I don't know. I do know Donovan Mitchell is, these last 4 years, he's been 25 points a game or more. And if he just shows up and he just does his Donovan Mitchell thing, his cards are worth that and I rank him 22nd. But if he has stepped it up a notch, and if he has a spring in his step for being on a good team that's not torn apart from within or torn apart from trades, I mean, if you think about it, the pandemic, I don't know if you remember the infighting, the drama between Rudy Gobert and the whole team, the drama between Gobert and Donovan Mitchell, just a lot of obstacles internally. And then they started tearing stuff down. They started dealing players away, and Donovan was asking for a trade, like New York or wherever. I'm glad the Cavaliers got him. I think the Cavaliers' offense should be vastly improved. We probably won't see that until like maybe they've played together for a few weeks, but I think that team's vastly improved with Donovan Mitchell. And check out his prices because they're a decent bargain now as well. Number 21, and this is the last one we'll do today. So we've gone 30, countdown to 21. And let's just say he's on my least favorite team because I take it personally that Golden State beat my Cavaliers 3 out of 4 times in the finals, and I'm not over it. Don't tell me I got to get over it. I'm not getting over it. I'm celebrating the championship Cleveland did win. I'm a Cleveland kid, right? But this guy is, I think, still a lot of room to grow in his card values. I think he's a Hall of Famer. I think his legacy will become even more and more cemented as a player whose cards would be worth holding long-term. That's Klay Thompson as a part of this dynasty. Yeah, I mean, let's call it a dynasty that the Golden State Warriors return as champions again, and they are more talented going into this season than they have ever been. Sorry, KD. They're more talented now than they have ever been. It's amazing that this team goes out and adds Dante DiVincenzo. Wait a minute. Did they get him? I mean, they got so many James Wiseman coming back healthy. You know, there's a lot to love about Golden State. But Klay Thompson, he's right there like Splash Brothers. He's right there with Steph Curry as in they don't win any of those championships, I believe, without Klay Thompson. They don't win any of them. Cleveland clean sweeps all four. If they don't have that clutch shooting, that potential to go off at any moment, that 25 points a game, whatever he is, like Klay Thompson, as much as, again, not one of my personal favorites. In fact, when I came back into the hobby, do you guys have this story? Like you used to collect cards when you were younger, you got away from it because you were trying to like, you know, make your way in the world or whatever and all that stuff. And then, you know, somebody told you to go get a job or go to college or whatever. I don't mean whatever to those things. They're good to do. I'm just saying I got away from the hobby for a while and came back in 2014. And I remember being at Newhart Cards in Central Ohio and picking up lots of cards that year in 2014. And some of the cards I picked up were boxes of cards from 2011, 12, and 13. And so here I am, you know, 5 or 6 years later when I got back into this, looking through old boxes of basketball cards, and I stumbled upon a Klay Thompson Prism rookie, like well-centered, nice-looking card. You know, if I could go back in time, I would say to old, you know, younger Gary, I would say, look, G, you got to just hang on to that Klay card. I know it's not worth much to you right now. I know you don't like him. I know you're frustrated. Like, no, just hold on to it. Just put it in this hard case, this hard protective sleeve, or, you know, send it to the vault, like put it in PWCC vault or eBay's vault or whatever, like just get rid, just, it's going to be worth something someday. And it is, and they are, and there's still room to grow, and buying season opportunity with Klay Thompson, I would say, is still right now, but I think he'll be an all-star again this year. I think they'll go deep, deep in the playoffs. They're my favorite to win the West. I don't know who else I would pick at this point. So Phoenix has not been clutch. I'm not buying the Clippers until I see them play together for a few months, although they're super talented. I am rooting for the Lakers because of LeBron and just all those guys. I think it would be fun to watch them in a playoff stage with Russ. I almost said Russell Wilson. Get your sports right. Russell Westbrook. There you go. You know what? You know, it's time to wrap it up when I get to the wrong Russ. That's it's a wrong Russ Wednesday. No, I don't know what day this is. It's probably, you're probably listening to us on Friday. So it's a wrong Russ Friday, right? All right, wrong Russ. Klay Thompson is number 21, and he is the right Klay. So I gave you a countdown. We've gone from 30 down to 21. Our next episode, we're going to go 20 down to at least 15, maybe all the way to 10, because I want to say more about these top 20 players and what they've done for me, what they can do for you, what their current status is as player and card market, and then also what this year holds as far as buying or selling opportunities. With Klay Thompson here, and I think with Donovan Mitchell, you're looking at two scoring guards who could go deep in the playoffs. And I would buy, if you find a great deal now, like this is the thing. If these are your favorite players that I'm mentioning in, you want to get in on one of their cards, you were already thinking about them, then maybe this reminder is the nudge you needed. If you weren't in on those guys, I would say, don't buy, like, don't like when this episode's over, go online and buy a card of each of these guys. No, I encourage you to like read a little bit about each one of them. Okay. Like do some eBay searches, do some cardladder.com. Do your homework. Don't let me be that kid in class that like gives you all my cliff notes and you go buy them. And then you're like, how come I didn't get an A in the test? And I'm like, well, dude, I just told you what I know. I can't make you decide what you want to do. It's your life. It's your cards. It's your investments. And so it would help you to know like the rhythms of the year and to think through these players. You know, I can't wait till May to sell Shea Gilgeous-Alexander cards because he's going to be done in early April. Like his cards are not going to pop for playoff time. If they are, then you can come back and be like, see, boy, you were right about Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, but wrong about OKC. Look at what they did. I would love to be wrong there, man. I would love to see Shea Gilgeous lead them to the playoffs. It is not. I just don't see it happening. All right, guys. Well, that is a wrap on today's episode, player rankings, investment card rankings going into this NBA season. I would love to hear your takes on any of those guys, any of those. So message me, send me an email, Gary@hoopsandcards.com, Gary@hoopsandcards.com. I also, we recently posted a new blog entry at that site, hoopsandcards.com, to check out five risks I think are worth taking. Five of those guys on our long list of risky sleeper players, like five guys I personally like and I'm investing in some way on that blog. So love to hear your feedback. Like I said, email or check us out at Hoops and Cards on Instagram, @HoopsAndCards on Instagram. Hope you have a terrific week and yeah, do your rankings, do your research, and let's seize these last few days of preseason buying opportunities.
LeBron James.
Oh, put one of those hash browns at the end, you know, like hash brown team Cobra Kai or something. And then send it to the internet!